So, I mean, if anything I have learned is when you know what's right, you stick to what's right, and you have the boldness to do what is right, everything else falls into place. And not only does it fall into place, but it flourishes.
Welcome to Awaken Greatness, the essential podcast for dreamers, action takers, people who want to reach your full potential, and business owners that want their company to reach the next level. Each episode is a treasure trove of resources and tools that will explore the latest trends, actionable strategies, and the mindset shifts necessary to turn your dreams and aspirations into reality. Brought to you by the Dream Leaders Institute and hosted by Dr. Cliff Fisher. Tune in, turn up your dreams, and let's awaken the greatness within you.
All right, Chime. Welcome to Awaken Greatness with Dr. Cliff Fisher and Morgan Tucker, brought to you by Dream Leader Institute, where we awaken your greatness and give you the tools to find and create your greatest self and raise the consciousness of the planet. I'm really excited today, Morgan. I know we were just prepping for this, but growth happens in adversity. I think a lot of times we're always wanting to avoid that adversity. And you started to I was thinking it was going to be this other topic. And then all of a sudden you're telling me what's going on in your restaurant and, you know, how you had the courage because you had some great team members who'd been with you for north of a decade, right? Like 5-10 years. And, you know, they were great at one time and they helped get you where you're at. But there was just like a shift in them or in your guys' vision. And so I'd love to hear about this.
Yeah. So we really had just over the last month have had a huge shift in the restaurant. And we terminated relationships with a lot of key leaders in the business. And we went down from 4 executives to 2. And we went down from 8 directors to 3.
Wow.
And the 8 directors to 3 was over a span of about 8 months. So, but we had some key ones leave just here in the last. We had 3 leave in this last month as well.
What sparked it? Like why the sudden change? Cause obviously you've been with them for a long time. You have the pulse on your business. You're in there every day. Mm-hmm. What sparked, like, why all of a sudden, why did they want to leave, or why did you need to terminate the relationship? What happened?
So it was a twofold for it was actually a both and situation. And it sparked. We started reading the book Multipliers. Wow. As a collect such a great book. And it started with kind of examining do we add value or do we diminish? And I was seeing, and just as I was reflecting a lot in myself, and as I was evaluating a lot of key leaders, there were a lot of diminishing qualities. And so we had some really tough conversations in the round table, and some responded well and others didn't.
Sounded like 2 and 3 responded well and 7 didn't.
Right. Pretty much that's kind of how it went. I went off to our annual Chick-fil-A conference and got really inspired and really focused on who and what we were as a company and as Chick-fil-A Byron. And I got very clear on the vision that I had to be the Chick-fil-A that everybody loves. And what that really truly meant for me and for my team and what standards those were. And I, in a lot of those tough conversations, I knew that we just wasn't going to be that way. We could never be that way if some of these individuals were just still on the bus. And so It was extremely scary. The two executives that did stay with me, their eyes were about to bug out of their head when I told them, and they were just like, I don't know how we're going to do this. And I said, I don't care. We're going to have to figure out how to do it. And I said, if that means more hours, if that means whatever that looks like, whatever this looks like, it's got to happen. And they said, well, we fully support the decision. And there were a number, their reasons for why they supported the decisions. And believe it or not, it was more of a collective. But once those decisions were made and the ties were severed, it was truly a completely different restaurant. And the mood, the culture, the environment shifted overnight.
Wow.
And it really hit home a lot for me about how long we had been struggling to hit goals, why we had been doing it. And I had to just take a lot of personal responsibility that I had allowed my business to get to that point. And I had allowed it to hinge on some key individuals that did not, whether intentionally or unintentionally, didn't have the best interest of the business or the team in mind. And overall, like, it changed overnight.
One of my favorite quotes, one of my mentors told me, was like, we have the exact business we deserve.
Ooh.
I know, right? Like,
ouch.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how true that is. And it really has been a space for me to take back my business and to be the leader that I know that I am, and with a clear, precise vision of being the Chick-fil-A that everybody loves. I know how to model and exemplify that and how to pull that out of other people. That's just one of my gifts.
Yeah.
And it has been monumental.
So this happened a couple, like,
this is, 4 weeks ago? It's been 6 weeks ago.
Okay, so 6 weeks ago. So, and I'm with you. Like, when people don't have a clear vision of where they're headed, they don't know what to do. And then when you have people muddling it, who are like, no, they have their agenda. Like, when everybody's not on the same page, the business is never going to reach its goals. And I know, like, inside of DLI, we have several exercises that really help create numerous. That clarity.
and the crazy thing is, we had done so many of those, and yet we're not still hitting a lot of those things. And it was like, it was great for us to talk about at the round table, but the execution part of it never came to fruition. And it was maddening for me, because I'm like, I'm spending this time, this energy, this money investing with zero result.
And pushback. I remember you and I having conversations. Some of the people, I imagine those were some of the people we had conversations about that were pushing back, like, no, this isn't the thing.
This isn't what we do. This isn't how we do this. And it's like, it is now.
Yeah. Man.
So,
well, that's awesome. Congratulations. And so you were telling me about some of the things that happened. So they have secret shoppers that come into your Chick-fil-A. Yes. I don't know if I use the right terminology, but.
Yeah. So in this 6 week period, we've had three, we'll call them evaluations. One is a visit. Our very first one is a visit where a third party company comes in and they completely break down steps, products, the nuances of building the perfect product, the perfect service model. Things of that nature. We had been striving for 5 years to get a perfect score. We've been trying so hard, and we've come, you know, very beginning, it was, you know, 80s, whatever. we got so close, and we've gotten so close, and we would always land between that 97 and, you know, 94, 97 range. First time in 5 years after we made this shift, we got a 100.
Heck yeah, that's awesome.
It was. Holy cow. It was truly an amazing. As a matter of fact, it was so sweet. One of our customers that is just absolutely precious, her name is Miss Jo. She is amazing. She made my team a cake and put 100 on our cake. I mean, we were all so excited. Everybody was just absolutely thrilled. And so since then, it really boosted the confidence. We really talked a lot about, hey, this is where we're going. This is what we're focused on. And so we're focusing on attentive and courteousness. We're focusing on getting quality products all the way right. And we're focusing particularly on temperatures and assembly. All of these things are so important to the business. And being having those smiles and doing the right things. And I don't know if you've ever heard of one of the Disney principles. But if there's one big thing where if a character and a child cross paths and the child comes up to the character to initiate a hug, the character is not allowed to disengage from the child until the child is ready to disengage.
Oh, wow.
And this was such a phenomenal, I was like, light bulb. Why are would we not do that with our guests? If we are truly trying to be the world's most caring company and being the Chick-fil-A that everybody loves coming to, why would we shove a bag in their face and turn around, flip around and go back to our screen? Like, how do we make this go from transactional to a personal? And so we adopted just very quickly. You do not disengage with a guest until the guest disengages with you.
Wow.
So last week, I just got two reports that we had had these mystery shops. And we used to do these once a quarter, I think. Well, this year, Chick-fil-A upped it to we're doing 30.
Whoa.
So we went from doing 4 a year to 30. So I was like, well, that's going to be a lot more data to collect. And so as we were going through and it said, we got 2 mystery shops in 1 week. And I'm like, oh boy. Okay. Well, this is going to be a telltale. Let's just see. Because we have no idea who these people are. We have no idea when they're coming, like zero framework. We don't know what day parts, anything. So I said, it is a true test. And it was over 70 points in one and over 75 points in another one. We missed 3 things and 4 things out of the entire evaluation. 2 of them were out of our control. One was nugget weight. And we actually got 2 points off for the team member, a brand new team member that was in the jacket. Because her name tag was not on the outside of the jacket and she had on a non-Chick-fil-A jacket. So 3 things, like it had nothing to do where before, like the one before, carry out was nobody hit smiles or engagement or anything on any of our carry outs. It was just, I mean, I felt like we were banging our head on this constant thing about how are we transactional versus relational in the business? And telling you, Cliff, since we made this shift and we made this the priority and what we started modeling a lot of these things, it's almost like a non-issue overnight. And we've gone up 14 points in that category in our customers are telling us. It has been truly one of the most remarkable experiences. And so, I mean, if anything I have learned is when you know what's right, you stick to what's right and you have the boldness to do what is right, everything else falls into place. And not only does it fall into place, but it flourishes.
Yeah. Man, that's incredible. So I think, like, as far as like our topic goes, growth happens in adversity. I think a lot of times it's super scary to let go of people that have been with you 5, 10, 8 years. I know, like, in my chiropractic offices, we'd have the same thing. We didn't, you know, have the same number of people, but, you know, we'd have one or two team members or a doctor. We're like, man, what would we do if we lost that doctor? And every time, like, when that doctor leaves, then the office grows. It's like, they're not happy. We weren't happy. Like, we just, we were on the same track and then we went on two different directions. It's not good or bad, but as the leader of the company, it's like, no, this is our vision. This is where we're going. You need to follow your path and we support you in that, but we need to stay on our path. And so that's an incredible story.
Yeah. And matter of fact, it comes down to this mostly, like, we love our people.
Yeah.
And sometimes loving them is letting them go.
100%.
And it's one of my favorite little quotes by Marcus Buckingham is in his book, Love and Work. As he goes through, he talks about, hey, some of the most loving conversations you have is, hey, come here, sit down. Hey, I love you. You're fired. I still love you.
Yeah.
You know, you're in this role. I put you in this role. Silly me. You're complex. I missed it.
Yeah.
Or something just shifts along the way and there's burnout. There's shifts in what's going on in them personally, because we're all human and we all are dealing with our own personal things in battle. And sometimes it bleeds into work in a way that is monumentally either great or devastating for the business and the people around you as a whole. And sometimes it just takes a leader being bold enough to say, hey, I love you enough to let you go do you.
Yeah. As I was processing that, I'm like, from a business standpoint, this makes a lot of sense. But I think from a personal standpoint, you know, are there people in your lives that aren't helping you become the greatest version of yourself that you need to let go of or not hang out with?
Amen to that. And I've adopted this mindset a while ago of cut the things that don't serve you and, or bring you joy or bring happiness. And if somebody is creating that much chaos and turmoil in your life, even if they're related to you, that does not mean that you have to give them space in your life.
100%.
And so I think that is spot on. And, you know, show me your friends and I'll show you in 5 years. If you are not surrounding yourself with the right people that have the same core values, the same motivation, and the same growth pattern, even if they're just exponentially small changes or deviants over a span of time, it's going to be huge.
Yep. Yeah, so true. I always tell my docs, like, if we're trying to go to LA and we're leaving, you know, or we're trying to, yeah, if we're trying to go to LA and we're leaving Charlotte, and we're 5 degrees off, we're going to end up somewhere south of Mexico or somewhere north in Canada.
I mean, and maybe that's the friend that is complaining about work or complaining about their spouse, or you notice that they have one more drink, you know, at the bar or the restaurant than normal, you know, and it's just how these little patterns adjust and change and how they can have because then naturally is the way, because we're social creatures.
Yeah.
We end up having an extra drink with them just to sit and choose, like, especially if we don't have those boundaries aligned and set of who we are and our core values, it is very easy to let those influences, impacts you in a very negative way. And again, they seem so exponentially small, but over, you know, a 2-3 year period, you won't even sometimes recognize yourself.
Yeah. 100%. So I think for me, like, you know, I think with this and like the lesson has to be taught over and over. It seems like sometimes, at least for me, is like, when you know something's not right in your business or in your life, just take action. God has you, you know, it's not an accident. you know, and just to move forward boldly, just like you were saying, Morgan, I think that's such a critical space, you know, as a leader, especially if you're leading other people, like there's a responsibility with that to the 100 other people that you're 120 other people that you're managing and leading.
Yes, absolutely. Without a doubt. But I mean, my first suggestion is, hey, if you know something inherently is not right, you've got to get really clear on what's wrong on how, and how to make it right before you can start impacting decisions for everybody else. Because I will tell you, the very first week, my two executives and I both worked 60 hours that first week. We had one of our directors was sitting at about 55 hours, and we had a couple of team members that were doing that. And I actually went into the office and I closed the door and I said, I know what I did was right, but my team is suffering. And my team is feeling the impact of the choices that I made. They didn't make that choice. I made it. And they are directly affected by it. And their families are being directly affected by this. And man, that was a hard pill to swallow. It was a huge weight. But I know in my heart of hearts, and I just pulled them into the office and I got very vulnerable with them. And I said, y'all, I realize the choices that I made have impacted y'all. And they both looked at me and they said, yet we're with you.
Yeah.
Because we know what you did was right. We're on this. We're on it and we're in it. And to have the support of people like that in your life, especially that are, and I value these two directors so much. They're not old. They're not old by any name, but they're older than I am. And they come.
Thank you, dreamers, action takers, people in business, owners reaching your potential, for joining us on this journey to awaken greatness. We hope today's episode has sparked new ideas, ignited your passion, and brought you a step closer to realizing your dreams. If you're inspired to take action and eager to learn more, visit the Dream Leader Institute's website, dreamleaderinstitute.com. There you'll discover a wealth of resources and tools tailored to help you and your business reach its potential. Already making strides and looking for additional guidance? Dr. Cliff Fisher and our team at Dream Leader Institute are ready to assist you in navigating the path to success. Stay connected with us for more insights and strategies. And remember, your greatness is waiting to be unleashed. Let's continue to dream audaciously, take action boldly, and transform dreams into reality. Until next time, awaken your greatness.